So I've been married for like a lot of years, almost 10 years.
Forever.
No, 10 years. But it's funny to like hear a bunch of my friends who are like getting back into the dating scene and all this like terminology with dating that I don't understand at all. So I'm learning about the new one, breadcrumbing.
Breadcrumbing.
Are you familiar with this dating term?
Sort of.
Okay. So I wanted to make sure it was a legit thing. We have a friend, Jamie Blazinski. She's the date doctor. And we figured we'd bring her in to explain exactly what this is, because this is like a new thing that you need to know about if you're dating. All right, Jamie, explain what breadcrumbing is.
Breadcrumbing is actually worse than ghosting, if you can imagine that there's anything worse than ghosting.
Oh, no.
Breadcrumbing, they'll string you along just a little bit. So, Melissa, there's a thing called gray ratio. Have you ever heard of that?
No. What is gray ratio?
It's really important for daters to know this. You want to pay attention that your ratio of incoming messages in your text box equals or is less than the outgoing. So if you've got these outgoing text messages that are these big long messages and you put all this thought into it, and then the guy writes back like a day later with one word, your gray ratio is way off, and that's what breadcrumbing is. They string you along a little bit. Like they might write like LOL or cool or just something that's like, well, he answered me, so it must mean he kind of likes me. And then they go back again and put all this thought into something, and they keep getting let down. And it never leads to anything, Melissa. The only thing it might lead to is sex. But it's never going to lead to that relationship that most people are looking
for. Now, are you implying that just sex is bad? I'm confused.
Jack, all I'm implying is that if you're looking for something more than just sex, you have got to completely ignore and shut down these sort of narcissistic scumbags that are breadcrumbing you, because it's never going to get what you want.
So how do you stop them?
The breadcrumbers will always exist, but they're only going to breadcrumb the women that allow them to treat them that way. So when you become the girl that doesn't put up with that, you're either going to repel the breadcrumber, or you're going to shake him up and change him a little bit, and he realizes that that game and that crap doesn't work with you, and he'll stop the breadcrumbing.
See, here's the thing. I didn't know what it was until you just explained it. So at the bar this past weekend, I used actual breadcrumbs, and it didn't work out as planned, because it turns out people don't really want to eat crumbled up pieces of bread off the floor because they're not pigeons. But I like what you're talking about.
Yeah, maybe M&Ms would work better, but breadcrumbs, literally, no.
That's why you're the expert. That's a good idea.
Date Dr. Jamie Blazinski. You can find her at got5minutes.com. Thank you so much for your help with this.
All right, so I need to go pick up some M&Ms and then just throw them on the floor.
You didn't hear anything she said, did you?
Nope.
Melissa and Jack in the morning.
On 103.7 Play.